Welcome to our last week of Who's Gonna Win, Week 10 with Asa Lucas, Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. Gentlemen, it's a somber feeling to be here with you for our last week of the year.
Last hurrah.
I agree. It is. It's always a sad day for the last recording, basically because I'll be missing out at least one meal a week.
Matt. Yeah, you're so sentimental.
I'm in last place. I'm not sad it's over. I'm glad it's gone. See ya. Bring on basketball season.
Well, last week was one of our best ones. I went 7-1. Matt went 7-1. Chris went 8-0. And Jim went 8-0. So that changes up our total slightly. In first place is Chris with a record of 61-11. In second place is myself at 59-13. In third place is Matt with a record of 57-15. And then Jim in fourth place in 53-19. But there is a chance for Jim to tie it and to take the win here if he goes 8-0 and if Chris falls apart going 0-8.
Wow. All right.
We tried that one year.
Yeah. It worked one time.
It worked
once. It wasn't quite that. I think it was
a five-game lead.
I think it was seven or six-game.
Yeah, I think it was a five-game lead, and I think I went 8-0, and you went 2-6, and I just got lucky. I picked all the opposites.
crazy,
yeah. I don't see that happening this time around. Although I might add, you said I'm 8-0. I am 16-0 in the last 2 weeks combined.
Nice.
It's too bad for those 4-4 weeks I had earlier in the season.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's look through our games from last week in Week 9, starting it off with Southeast Warren at Cam. We all picked the Cougars to win that one. Then was Glenn Ralston at Exira EHK. I went out on a limb. Matt changed it up at kind of the last minute. You were hesitant to go with Exira EHK, but you stuck your guns there, and you committed. It paid off.
It did. Thank goodness.
Exira EHK won that one. Then it was Booyer Valley at Audubon. We all had Audubon winning. With next up, Mount Air at ACGC. We all had the Chargers winning there. AHSTW at Hinton. There, AHSTW won. We all were correct. And Red Oak at Lawton Bronson. Then there was a limb from Matt. He picked Red Oak. We all went with Lawton Bronson, and they won. Des Moines Christian was up next at Clarinda. We all picked Clarinda to win. And Nevada at Atlantic, and we all had Nevada winning that one. And we went 4-0 there. So that's your previous week's totals. We're going to take a break, and we'll hear from our sponsors here, Fairway Foods and Rush CPA.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA and Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA. Now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's original pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York strip steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa pork chops, only $1.88 a pound, and bacon-wrapped chicken grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. We'll start with our first two games here, West Bend Mallard at Cam, and then Exira EHK at Bedford. We'd also like to give a quick thank you to Rush CPA and Fairway Foods for sponsoring us here. And I'll start it off with West Bend Mallard at Cam. I like this matchup, and we're going to be covering it live tonight. You know, the West Bend Mallard football program isn't the flashiest, but the kids work hard and they execute well. With my interview there from Coach Wirtz, he was very down-to-earth and pretty open about his teams and their limitations and also their strengths. They have a really quick backfield there with Landon Montag and Cole Fair, who have 2,100 rushing yards between them. But I don't see that as enough to overcome that Cougar dominance, and Cam is relentless. I've seen Cam play again and again for these big plays that really push teams back and make it hard for them to rally against Cam. So the Wolverine defense is going to struggle, and I have Cam winning. Matt?
Yeah, I think this will be a pretty good matchup in there. You know, shout out to West Bend Mallard, you know, our trainer, school trainer Andy Neiman. He's an old West Bend Mallard grad, so he was pretty stoked that his team was going to be playing in the backyard here. But I don't think they'll have enough. Cam has a lot of junior seniors, a lot of experience up there. Biggest thing is obviously their defense. They don't have the same offensive numbers that West Bend Mallard has, but it's their defense that's gotten things done this year for them. So, KM Cougars at home.
Chris?
All right. That Hoosman Trophy has been too comfortable in downtown Atlantic, so hopefully we're going to change that here at the end of this week. But Chase Speaker has been doing his thing here in the postseason. He's just continued to pile up the numbers and kind of be the leader that Cam needs. Impressed with some of the rushing totals there for West Bend Mallard, but this Cam team's got too many playmakers all over the field. Their defense also has been pretty solid here lately, so I'm going to stick with the Cougars too.
And Jim?
Well, Mallards are pretty hardy ducks. I mean, they get around pretty well in bad weather and all. And the weather is going to be pretty cruddy here tonight. You got the West Bend thing in there too, so it's not just Mallard. It's West Bend too. So I think that's going to goof up the equation just slightly. No, seriously, I think Cam's a better ball club, and they're playing at home. And yeah, I think they just have too many weapons and too much postseason experience from that crew to lose this one tonight. So yeah, I like Cam to continue to move forward.
Okay, next up, Exira EHK at Bedford, continuing this 8-player football. Matt, start us off.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bedford on this one. The road trip for Sparty down there to Bulldog Nation is going to be a tough one. Bedford's been playing awfully well this year. A little resurgence down there, their program. Of course, they were really, really strong back in the 90s. Yeah, Bulldogs.
Chris?
Yeah, Garrison Motzinger has been pretty good there for them on the ground. 758 yards and a touchdown. They just play solid team ball, and their defense, they've only given up more than 20 points once this year, and that was to a really good Lennox team. So it's going to be pretty tough for Exira to break through, especially they've been kind of dealing with some lagging injuries and stuff they've been working through too. I think they can do some things if Cash Emgarden plays really well to maybe make it interesting for a while, but I like Bedford.
Jim?
I just, being a baseball fan like I am, toward the end of the season, we start focusing on things like magic numbers. And coming into this week, my magic number was 8, but I've eliminated myself because I picked with everybody else in the first game, so my magic number doesn't matter anymore. So just in case you're wondering, I am now officially eliminated from contention for the Hoosman Trophy.
Thank goodness I didn't have to do the math on there. Yeah.
I had to go 8-0, and you guys all had to go. Chris had to go 0-8. That's not happening now. So anyway, the stat that I looked at with Bedford that I found interesting, they don't throw the ball much at all, which goes back to the way Bedford used to be. Run, 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 run. They had some great running backs back in the day. They don't throw the ball much. They completed 19 passes on offense. 12 of those went for touchdowns. That's a crazy number.
Wow.
They don't throw much, but they're successful when they do. Probably surprise, I suppose. But Bedford's just too much for Exira EHK, I believe, at home, and I think they're going to advance.
Okay. In my notes here, you can see B.C. Moore has some big differences with this matchup. They give Bedford the number one offense and number two defense in all of A-player. And Exira EHK has played really well. We've covered them. That win against Glenn Ralston was well-earned and was a tough, gritty one. But Bedford is the top team in A-player because of how smooth they play. They're averaging 7.4 yards a carry, 58 rushing touchdowns. Their defense has 38 sacks on the year. And you compare that to Sparty's 12, that's just a major difference. And I think Exira EHK is going to struggle to keep up with Bedford. So I have Bedford winning. Through our first two games here on Week 10 of Who's Going to Win, we all agree that it'll be Cam and Bedford. When we come back, we're going to go through four games here on Who's Going to Win.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon-Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Thanks for sticking with us here on Who's Gonna Win. We'll get to our third segment, starting with Lennox at Audubon. Chris, what are you seeing?
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. A couple 8-1 teams. Lennox has had a really solid season. Gabe Funk, their quarterback's been pretty efficient doing both things, throwing and running. They've got Dalton Kitzman on the defensive side that's been really good as well. 13 tackles for loss for him. Audubon steadily improved. You know, they had that opening kind of thump there from Cam, and they've gotten better here throughout this season. I just think that Lennox has got a little bit too much firepower here for the Wheelers. They're going to be able to do a little bit more spreading it out offensively, so I'm going to take Lennox to get one here on the road.
Jim?
Yeah, that last game I mentioned, Bedford only completed 19 passes all year, and 12 of them were for touchdowns. Well, Lennox has some pretty impressive numbers, too, like that. They don't run the ball or throw the ball a lot. They only completed 45 passes all year. 17 of those went for touchdowns. It's just crazy how much efficiency there is in some of these places. But, yeah, Lennox, BC Moore's got them favored by about 10, and that sounds about right to me. With the weather like it's going to be tonight, cold and windy, we haven't experienced that at all. It's going to be unusual for these kids this year. I don't know. I just don't think that Lennox is going to be affected too much by the weather conditions. I really like the way they're playing right now, so I think they're going to get one on the road.
What I like from the home team here in Audubon is they've won 8 straight games, and it's not just from pure luck. You can look at Aaron Olsen, their quarterback, 193 carries, over 1,100 yards, 15 touchdowns, and he's done a nice job on the ground. But I think the winning streak ends here. Lennox does everything Audubon does, but they do it a little bit better. They average more yards per carry. They have more touchdowns on the ground. They have 30 more tackles for a loss, and they can even kick PATs. Not something I've called a lot, but I think a PAT in a big moment can make a difference when you're trying to rely on a 2-point conversion. So I have Lennox winning here as well. Matt?
Okay. Well, there's, you know, not too many opportunities to, you know, try to snag one here and there to get caught up with Chris and see if I can't keep that trophy in the trophy case at the office there. So I'm going to just go with the opposite. I'm going to go with Audubon. I'm going to go with the local team. On this one, just because. I think it can snag him. Yeah, home field advantage up there at Chiz Jones Field.
Chiz Jones Field will be rocking.
Linville Sully at ACGC. Jim, who's gonna win?
Well, I have a bone to pick with Linville Sully because they treated us poorly last year when we went down there for the playoff game with AHSTW. They made it rain and they made it really cold, and I didn't like that very much. Chris and I sat in underneath a tent that we brought along with us, thank goodness.
Jim, why are your hands shaking
right
now? With
plastic all around us trying to keep equipment dry and stuff. No, it was a miserable, miserable night that I will never forget, obviously. Linville Sully's got to hit the road this time around. ACGC, I think, has insulated themselves from weather conditions because of the type of offense that they run. They play defense at the line of scrimmage. They play offense right at the line of scrimmage. They're just going to come straight at you. I like ACGC in this one. I think this will be a tight ball game, but I do like the Chargers at home.
When looking at these two, I was trying to find some sort of way to compare the two, and I did find that comparison. They both have played the same opponent, and they had different outcomes. If you look at Linville Soli's schedule, they barely went against Mount Air 23-16. Then ACGC played them twice, so that's giving Mount Air a chance for a rematch. But both times they lost 42-18 and 34-18. So with that gauge and the morning workouts that ACGC does, I like them to win. Matt?
Yeah, I agree with you on that one that you know, ACGC just definitely know what they're going to do. It's going to be on the ground. Linville Sully, good program over there, consistently been in the playoffs. This year they've got just a little bit of missing a few key players that they would like to have had in the past. And so ACGC is just really rolling right now. I think they're looking to have a good year, and I think definitely a team that's got some potential to get into that Final Four.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah, Linville Sully, like Matt said, has been a strong program. They've been, you know, right in the mix for a long time. Tough team. You know, last year we saw them kind of just grounded out against AHSTW in that rainstorm. But like Matt said as well, they don't quite have the horses that they had last year either. What's so impressive about ACGC is not just that they run the ball well, but that they do it at such an efficient clip. I mean, you're looking at South over 9 yards a carry, over 7 yards a carry for Solorzano, and then Fuller's got 6.3 yards per carry. They really rack them up. So I'm going to go with the Chargers as well.
Okay, we've gone through four games already here on who's going to win, and only had one limb pick there from Matt. Just to keep that in mind, next up is AHSTW at Underwood. I'll take this one. What I noticed was AHSTW has really found their stride here in the second half of the season. Offensively, things have been clicking. Their defense has communicated really well, shutting out multiple opponents, all while scoring 170 points in their last four games. But Underwood is at home, and they won 28-12 the last time they met. With the weather today and how well Underwood has been playing, I have Underwood winning. Matt?
I'm going to have to stick with Underwood as well. They've just been playing awfully well all season. These two teams played each other, correct?
Yeah, earlier in the
season. So, you know, it's another rematch, their opportunity for HSTW. But I just believe Underwood, they're just playing really strong right now. And there again, I think they're another team that's looking to be in that Final Four.
Chris?
Yeah, this is kind of one of those on-a-mission type deals for Underwood. You know, they've been right on the doorstep to be in that mix for the finals here a couple of years. They've had really good classes, some really good athletes. You know, weather might be a little bit of an issue for them since they do love to throw the ball so much with Lute, but I think they just have so many athletes, they'll figure out a way to get things going. HSTW is going to make this fun. I'll give them that, but I think Underwood gets the win.
Next up is Trainer at OABCIG. Jim.
Am I that far in last place that my picks don't matter
don't
anymore?
I'm eager here, Jim. I'm trying to see what's going to happen. How is this going
to
end?
Or he's trying to save myself from myself. No, it'll be a fun game. I mean, these two teams, they know each other very well, Underwood and AHSTW. What's the old saying? It's hard to beat a team three times. Well, this isn't the third. It's only the second. So Underwood.
Very precise. I like the description there.
Now, do we have a next game?
It is Trainer at OABCIG. We'll keep rolling along here, Matt.
All right. Yeah, this is going to be a good ball game, I think. You've got Trainer. A lot of similarities between the two teams, really. Trainer's got about 800 yards of rushing, 1,700 through the air, and Old World Arthur, 900 on the ground, 2,100 through the air. So, you know, they both like to throw the ball. Weather is going to come into play. Defense, I think, favors Trainer on this one. I think the other thing, too, is that the quarterbacks for each of the team, you know, they're throwing the ball around. Old World Arthur's quarterback's thrown 16 interceptions on 23 touchdowns. Whereas Casey there for Trainer, he's only thrown 7 interceptions on the season with 20-some touchdowns. So I'm going to go with Trainer on the road.
Trainer on the road. Chris?
Yeah, it's an interesting game. You know, it's hard to compare these two teams as far as the schedules are concerned, but Trainer has done a nice job of kind of living up to some of their moments. They did kind of take one on the chin when they got their chance against Underwood, but otherwise have played really well. OABCIG, yeah, I've been impressed with Kohler and the way that the numbers he's put up. You know, they started the season with that early loss, so you kind of wondered about them because they've been a traditional power. But they have a DeGene on the team still, so that helps. And that family's upset right now, so he's going to play with some anger. So I don't know. I think there is a little bit more offensively for the Falcons. I agree with Matt with the defensive side probably favoring Trainer a little bit, but I think OABCIG is going to find a way to get a few more plays at home. So I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Jim, please, the floor is all yours.
Yeah, you stole my shtick there. I was going to say, the after Cooper DeGene got royally you-know-what-ed last week by a really, really stupid call by an official who made up a rule that doesn't exist. I think they're going to get back. This is going to be the Cooper DeGene revenge game. No, both these teams throw the ball a tremendous amount. That's the, largely their offense is tossing around the yard. I'm concerned about how that's going to work out on a night like tonight with the weather conditions as they are. But from what I've seen over the years with OAB, CIG, a lot of their tosses are short little outs and stuff. I just think it's a fairly safe passing offense. I like the Falcons at home.
Okay. A lot of different notes here for me, and I saw that OABCIG runs better, and Trainer has been more consistent with their passing. We've talked about the emphasis on passing and how similar the amount of attempts are. We even had some notes on OABCIG doubling the interceptions that Trainer has. So I've liked everything we've discussed. OABCIG does have more fumble recoveries. I think that's going to be a massive edge for them. However, Trainer has doubled the sacks. So a lot of different numbers, and I need to figure out a way to get an edge. And when I've gone with Trainer, they have not hurt me as much, so I have Trainer winning this one. There we go, our first kind of split right down the line. And with that, we're going to take a break before we dive into our last two games, Nevada at Webster City and Harlan at Creston. Coming up, we're going to hear from Fairway Foods and Rush CPA.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California Seedless Red Grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each. And Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each. Thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound. And Bacon-Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
We're now into our last segment of who's going to win week 10 of the 2023 year. We have Nevada at Webster City and Harlan at Creston. Chris, start us off here. Tell us who's going to win.
Yeah, this is a fun matchup. A couple 7-2 teams. Nevada's, you know, had some good moments. They played well, kind of really shot themselves in the foot, and they had that chance against Creston. They've got a good running back, but Webster City's got a really good running back, too, and Jackson Cherry. He's up to 1,500 yards and 21 touchdowns. He's also been one of their big forces on the defensive side of the ball. I think Webster City has played some really good competition early in the season, so the couple of losses that they have, nothing to really hang their head about too much. You know, Nevada is going to – they need some of that passing game to get them fully working. You know, watching them last week against Atlantic, yeah, they can run the ball with Stevenson, but they've got to get some of those passing yards to be able just to kind of flow and move down the field with Kingsbury and then King at quarterback. And King was kind of a little bit all over the place accuracy-wise. So I think Webster City's got an edge here at home. I'm going to go with Webster City to win it.
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, Webster City, about all they do is throw the ball. But going back to something that has been discussed over and over again, and we've still not gotten a reasonable answer.
Webster City throws the ball?
Yeah, they throw the ball a lot. They're just all pass. What's that? Did I miss something?
Webster City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't they just throw the ball? That's what it looked like to me for their statistics.
1,500-yard running back. I don't know.
Oh, they do?
Well, in 34 passing attempts.
Maybe I marked it wrong.
I see they only have... I saw 34. A couple hundred yards of passing.
Oh, well, maybe I meant to put all run. I don't know. I've been 8-0 the last 2 weeks. I'm on a roll. Leave me alone.
In last place.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, no, I wanted to go back to something that, you know, we've cut. No, you're good. That we've harped on a lot over the years. Remember when they talked us into district football and said it was going to be so much easier because scheduling will be simple and everybody will be playing? They won't have to do such long road trips. Mm-hmm. Nevada had to get into postseason play before they had a short road trip. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, this is probably their shortest road trip of the year, and it's in the playoffs. Stupid system. Anyway, Webster City, they're going to win at home.
This is pass versus run again. Nearly 3,000 rushing yards for the Lynx, and the Cubs know how to throw with 1,517 passing yards. We've talked about Connor King. I like the athleticism from Nevada, and I also like trying to tie it up with Chris, so I got to go with the Cubs here.
Yeah, it's a good theory there, Asa. I'm kind of on the same page as you, but I just don't see where I'm running out of games to get that four games back that I need to get to Chris. So I'm just basically going to go with Webster City because they keep it on the ground. I think Atlantic last week showed some good signs of being able to run the ball on Nevada up front there. So, Webster City, that's what they do. They're really good at it. And so I think they're going to have success with that. I don't think Nevada's defense is as tough, is probably what they've seen. I think they had a similar team in there, Hampton-Dumont. Mm-hmm. Nevada lost that game early in the season. Not quite sure how they lost it, but Webster City here a few weeks ago handled them pretty easily. So Webster City at home.
Leaving me on a limb.
Yep.
But I believe. And our last game, Harlan at Creston. Jim.
Who's going to win? Jim told you not to believe in the Cubs already.
I keep coming back every year.
We'll always have 2016. Flags fly forever. these two teams have matched up so many times over the years, not just in the regular season, but in the postseason. And always, Harlan has had the advantage. Whether there was a rare occasion it didn't play out that way, they always came in as the team that was puffing their chest. But I think it's just the opposite way this time around, and we all know how things can happen at Creston. So I'm going to go with the Panthers at home in this one.
It's another rematch on who's going to win, and you've really seen an outstanding Creston team play every single Friday night. They have dominated, and I don't even have to have lived in Iowa that long to understand the history that Harlan has, being back-to-back state champs and always a competitive program, even with the injuries. And if Harlan was at full strength, I think this would be a lot closer, but I have Creston winning here.
Yeah, I'm with you, Asa. Just if they were full strength, the second time around, Harlan, they can figure it out and get it done, but they just have way too many injuries. They struggle to run the ball. Harlan does. They even have some injuries back there, so not sure who's going to run the ball on them on a consistent basis up front. So Creston's just too powerful for them. All a bunch of seniors up there just leading the way for them, and they're kind of on a mission this year. So I'm going to go with the Creston Panthers at home.
And Chris, our last one.
Yeah, Creston's been impressive. You kind of were waiting for maybe when they might stub their toe because they've done that a few times when they've had some good teams, but not this year. They've been taking care of business every opportunity they've had. Brennan Hayes is a good force for them on the ground, and if the weather is an issue, then they can just give the ball to him. And yeah, with Harlan's injuries, normally this would be a spot where you just say, oh, I know what's going to happen. Harlan's going to sneak up and surprise somebody like they always do in the postseason. But, yeah, too many injuries, and this Creston team's pretty solid, so I'm going to go with the Panthers.
And that locks in our last pick on who's going to win. We have gone through it. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us here, and thank you for everyone who's been listening and has been faithful week in and week out. Once again, I'm Asa Lucas with Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, and Jim Field. Gentlemen, have a great rest of your evening. We're all going to be enjoying some high school football tonight. And thank you to Fairway Foods and Rush CPA for sponsoring our show.
Hey, Nick, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we have California seedless red grapes, only $1.48 a pound. Jack's Original Pizzas, just $2.99 each, and Kraft American Singles, buy one, get one free. Over in the meat department, we have 8-ounce New York Strip Steaks, just $5.99 each, thick-cut Iowa Pork Chops, only $1.88 a pound, and Bacon-Wrapped Chicken Grillers, only $4.99 each. See all the details and more great deals online. And as always, thank you for shopping your Atlantic Fairway.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.